The cheating never stops with these people. If it's not Mitch McConnell taking bribes from the Chinese that control him, it's the Democrats continuing to try to steal elections in the Senate and the House. We're going to get into it right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And we would ask that you would, well, please support us by sharing this work far and wide. This is really important stuff, people, because we are seeing so much undermining of Donald Trump. It's unbelievable. Anyway, we're brought to you by Vanity. What's that? Now, it's my description. The wrinkle filler. Wrinkle filler. Make you look younger. You want to look younger? Okay, we got the answer right here. We've been told for a whole lot of wrinkle creams work, but they don't work. According to Dr. John Lakey, a world-renowned Beverly Hills beauty expert, wrinkle fixes, those creams, they harm your skin. They're bad for you. They don't even make a dent in your appearance. Recently, the doctor focused his attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices so he could focus on revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough. And he wants to do it without having you empty your wallet. He said it's like Photoshop for your face. He said you may even be bad, mad about how fast this stuff works and all the money you've wasted on these wrinkle creams before. And he said, I want to help people look younger. I want to help them feel good about themselves. And he does. And the comments and feedback have been outstanding. One viewer commented, best results of anything I've ever used. I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using it. Okay, now here's the deal. So you can find out more about this yourself. Go to BH. MD1, that's the number one, bhmd1.com/Dave. That's bhmd1.com/Dave. Now, there's one thing that Dr. Lakey asked for his viewers. If you're watching the video and you look at it and you go, hey, this is pretty good, please share this far, get far and wide. Again, go to bhmd1.com/Dave or simply click the link in the description box if you are coming to us on social media. All right, we have a real issue. And let me tell you what the real issue is here. The real issue is the Democrats never quit cheating. In Pennsylvania, right now in Lancaster County, we got a clown that won't obey a Supreme Court ruling. Okay? We've talked about it. She said, I don't have to obey this Supreme Court ruling of Pennsylvania. And they told her she couldn't count 2,500 votes. This has now spread to other counties in Pennsylvania where they're starting to do the same thing. There's a judicial insurrection going on right now in Pennsylvania designed to steal an election. You're going, whoa, that's not good. No, it's not. The Senate seat that was voted on in this election is now in jeopardy. It's won by the Republican. They're trying to overturn it with fraudulent votes. And speaking of fraud, Mitch McConnell, deleted tweet, deleted email, has been found out to be for what he is. We know that in 2022, there were eight MAGA candidates running for Senate. He didn't fund any of them. Six of them lost. J.D. Vance won. Good thing, huh? Now he forsaken Carrie Lake and a bunch of other MAGA. And he says, I now am going to try to undermine Trump in the Senate. So this is why he pushed John Thune. And he's trying to put mechanisms into place that will block Trump from executing his activist agenda. You go, why would he do that? Because he's owned by China, the same as Joe Biden. And China doesn't want Trump. They're afraid of him. Mitch McConnell, when Trump gets into power, if that's allowed to happen, and Matt Gaetz is the attorney general, needs to prosecute that Benedict Arnold traitor and put him in prison once and for all. Ladies and gentlemen, the cheating is off the charts in this government. People say, well, Trump's going to commit a purge. He needs to. Will he follow the law? Of course he will. But these people belong behind bars. Nancy Pelosi, you too. We're coming for you for your J6. You'll spend the remainder of your days in an isolation cell with no ice cream. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting.